You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. One local healthcare expert says New York is doing a great job decreasing the HIV infection rate, but he believes the governor's new $5 million plan to eradicate hepatitis C won't be enough. Executive Director of ACR Health, Will Murtaugh, appreciates the funding on the way to Central New York because the region has seen a 55% increase since 2012, the highest in upstate. He feels that women considering pregnancy need to be aware now more than ever.
I'm a little concerned about mothers. Once you're pregnant, you cannot be treated for hep C if you happen to have it, and you will give it to your baby. We are also worried about people that may have hep C, get treated, get cured, but then go back to use drugs again or get infected again. And insurance companies, we were hearing they weren't paying the second time.
Murtaugh adds that he's unsure if the governor's strategy would cover those individuals. As needle use for drugs like heroin continue to rise from the opioid crisis, he says that's caused a boom in hep C infections. ACR currently offers a syringe exchange program.
We have people come to us for syringes that are indigent diabetics, hormone users, steroid injectors, and also drug users. We really encourage all those things to use a needle only once, because I've always said that using a needle is the most direct way to get either of these diseases into your body.
While previous hepatitis C awareness campaigns have focused on reaching baby boomers, there's been a shift to a younger generation that's now feeling the impact.
From 2004 to 2014, hepatitis C has increased 400% among people aged 18 to 29. That's incredible. You know, we're seeing it here, and I know that as we start to increase our hep C testing, we're going to see even more.
Murtaugh is hopeful more people will receive treatment under the new state initiative. Governor Cuomo plans to expand prevention, screening, and treatment services for hep C. ACR Health currently has 8 different treatment programs across 9 counties. Their web address is acrhealth.org. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.